on 2FM.
If you want to get in touch, you can text us on 51552 or tweet at GameOn2FM. Now, all of us here have been following the Gordon Elliott pitcher story very, very closely. For those of you that haven't or missed it, I don't know how you could have, but an image was posted and widely shared on Twitter on Saturday showing Elliott sitting on a dead horse on the gallops. Since then, the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board has launched an investigation. Elliott has provided an apology and some context to the pitcher and said he is cooperating fully with the IHRB. As expected, this image has garnered a huge amount of attention. It has been widely condemned. HRI have said it's disturbing, and the British Racing Authority are appalled and considering their own sanctions, and Betfair have discontinued its association with Elliott with immediate effect. So Ruby, this is your industry. It's the world that you inhabit. You know it inside out. What was your reaction when you saw the picture?
I thought I knew it inside out, Marie. A picture paints 1,000 words, but I think that picture only painted one, and that's indefensible.
Look, I think it's probably a difficult one because everybody has been so shocked and appalled by it. There's been a lot of talk as well about his statement, Ruby. He says that, "I appreciate that an initial viewing of this photo suggests that it is callous and staged, but nothing could be further from the truth. At what was a sad time, which it is when any horse under my care passes away, my initial reaction was to get the body removed from where it was positioned. I was standing over the horse waiting to help with the removal of the body, in the course of which, to my memory, I received a call and without thinking I sat down to take it. Hearing a shout from one of my team, I gestured to wait until I was finished." Now, you said a picture paints 1,000 words. Well, that's a very lasting image there in the mind, just thinking of somebody going through those motions and doing that, and it seems so cold and detached. And I assume this isn't a normal reaction when something like that happens, Ruby.
No, it's not, Marie, and it most certainly shouldn't be. And when I looked at it, I felt angry, I felt embarrassed for my sport, and I felt very sad myself. I have spent my whole life with horses, and sadly there are times when horses do get injured and horses do die. And look, that happened to me very early in my life. I was only 12 one Sunday afternoon riding with my brother and sister when the pony I was riding slipped on a bridge and broke its hind leg, and we were 6 or 7 fields from home, and Ted had to go ride home to call the vet. My parents were away, and I had to wait with the pony while the vet came to euthanise the pony. So I had to stand and hold the pony, and it was euthanised, and we waited till my parents came back. But I waited with that pony and stood there with it till someone returned and we could get, which was legal at the time, got our local JCB man to come and bury the pony. But I can remember that image, and I remember that I was always taught that the duty of care to an animal is as much when it's alive, as much as when it's dead, as when it's alive. And that is the way I was taught to conduct myself, and that is the way I assumed most people within my sport would conduct themselves.
It's clear, Ruby, that you have a connection with horses. We heard Mick Fitzgerald there at the start as well. So emotional. And you'd imagine that Gordon would have that same connection, that there would be that empathy there. And I think that's almost why it's so shocking, because he's somebody that has spent his whole life with the animals.
We all assume it is, Marie. And you think it's there for everybody that works with animals, full stop, be it cattle, pigs, sheep, whatever it is that you have, as I said, a duty of care to the animals. And working with animals is 24/7. It's not a normal job. You can't just walk away from the office at 5 o'clock and close the door. Animals have to be minded all the time, and you learn to have a huge respect for them and a huge regard for them. And look, I can only speak for myself and my own experiences, but that is the way that I always felt about them.
He's a big figure in Irish racing, and obviously when something like this comes into the public sphere, it raises a huge amount of questions about how the animals were treated by the person in the photo, also the person taking the photo. And then that almost spreads, really, Ruby, to the wider context, the wider racing community as well, whether you kind of like it or not.
And I think that's the embarrassing part, Marie, to think that people could think that we're all will be tarred with the same brush, because that is not the way in any of the establishments I've worked in that things are done, or they're not the practices that are carried out. I don't understand how somebody thought it was an opportunity to take a photograph. I just don't see how anybody thought that was a good idea, and I can't really get my head around it. As I said, I'm embarrassed for the sport and I felt very sad for the horse on the ground.
What about the apology? So he says that I apologise for any offence that this photo has caused and can categorically state that the welfare of each and every horse under my care is paramount and has been central to the success that we've enjoyed. But is that enough? Like, should he be showing a bit more respect to that dead horse? Should we be finding out a little bit more about that horse?
Of course we should. I mean, and even detail is key to anything. And look, every horse has a name. Why aren't we told what horse it was? Why aren't we told? Well, I did read that it died from a heart attack, which is quite sad. But look, that happens. But look, it is an appalling picture, Marie. And I don't, as I said at the very beginning, it's not defendable, indefensible, actually.
And what about his personal and professional reputations now? Like, how damaging is that to him? And also, is this going to change how people perceive him forever now?
I'm sure it will. I think it's unfair, but we can't speculate as to what's going to happen because there is an ongoing inquiry at the IHRB and there will be a thorough and fair investigation, and the outcome of that we can all judge then as to what we deem that to be. But look, there is an ongoing inquiry and I think therefore we have to allow that to take its course.
But we can't help but speculate, Ruby, okay? We don't know what is going to come out of this, but obviously with Cheltenham only a couple of weeks away, what happens if he can't go? If Gordon Elliott is not allowed to go to Cheltenham, what happens to those horses?
That I don't know what will happen to those horses, but I think Gordon will be investigated by the IHRB under rule. I'm not sure is it 252 or 272, but it will be in has he acted in a manner prejudicial to the good image of Irish racing, and I think that's fairly easy to say, yeah, he has. But I think everybody that's licensed by the IHRB is no different to anybody wearing a jersey of any GA club or rugby club. You are representing those clubs, and as a licensed trainer, jockey or an employee of a stable yard, you are representing the horse racing industry, and the onus is on you to act in a manner that is good for the image of the racing, that is not prejudicial to its image.
We've spoken so many times over the last year throughout this pandemic just about the benefits of having so many eyes on racing, because you were one of the first ones back and you were one of the ones that were able to continue and, you know, got those extra eyeballs really on it. And now it feels like that has potentially been damaged.
It does. And I think when you look at how racing dealt with the pandemic and dealt with getting back into action, the sanctions it imposed on people who broke COVID regulations, I have the utmost faith in them to deal with this scenario as they see fit as well. It has huge ramifications for the sport, and I feel, as I said, look, I'm embarrassed for the sport, and I felt very sad when I watched that picture that the due care and respect wasn't given to that horse.
So we've seen today that Betfair are discontinuing their association with Elliott with immediate effect, but then the flip side of that, Jigginstown, they're deeply disappointed, but they're going to support the trainer. What do you think the future holds now for Gordon Elliott?
I don't know, Marie. It was fairly obvious. I would have thought that any brand associated with anybody in any sport that becomes a bad news story, it was fairly obvious they were going to pull the plug. Look, Jigginstown are more than capable of looking after themselves and making their own decisions, but that will have wider ramifications for the rest of his owners. And whilst Jigginstown have pledged their support, the rest of his owners seem to be sitting on the fence, and that'll be a wait and see what happens. Again, look, there is an ongoing investigation. I don't want to sound like a tape recorder, but I think we have to let that play out first.
Do you think there should be a way back for him?
I don't know. I think we live in a democracy, or we're supposed to live in a democracy. I don't know. Everybody makes errors or whatever, but look, I don't know, Marie. I think it'll be a very, very long road.
Okay, well, we will be keeping an eye on that IHRB investigation and what happens over the next few days and weeks. We're going to take a quick break.
With Green Farm. A quick and easy addition to any sandwich, salad, stir fry, or snack. Natural protein, your way.